Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Oh, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his phone down south. How are you doing there, Larry?
Oh, I'm holding up. You know how? There's just a lot in the news, but a lot of it you got to dig out.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. Before we get going, a couple house notes here. Dorothy Crothers, who normally has our Night Shadows on YouTube, is ill, and we're requesting prayer for her. She's in the hospital right now, and I think she's undergoing some sort of surgery. And then we have our Night Shadows will be going up on Angel Fall 923 as well. Angel Fall 923, so you can get it there. And people are having a lot of problems with Blog Talk, so we're trying to spread this out. And we've got Peter, our good friend, who has it up on Before It's News usually. And that's under Followers of the Way, I think. But I'll talk to Peter and see how he wants to have that addressed. So it's there as well. We want to have this out there because, well, we're being shadow banned, basically. And this is the only way it gets out there, is to put it in all kinds of places. So we also have a new Prophetic Insider up for membership people who get it for free. And a new Twilight, I think, will be up, or if it isn't already, be up very soon. And that is also free. Don't forget that if you're a member, it costs $9.95 a month. You spend more than that on popcorn and potato chips a month. So you also can get the Frequency series, Finding Home, and they're all free and for Night Shadows members. So it's well worth the $9.95. There's tons of information there. In fact, one lady wrote in and said it was kind of a gold mine. I'm paraphrasing her, but that's basically what she meant of information. And Patty updates that every day. So there's all kinds of stuff up there. And I wanted to read, before we get going here, I want to read something from the Book of the Colburn. Now, this is an ancient document. It's a collection of documents, actually. And you remember we have played Connect the Dots, Salvation 101, Connect the Dots, where Jesus said, seek, ask, knock, strive, labor, continue. There's a couple of verses here I want to read, and then we're going to get into this destroyer. Got some interesting stuff that Larry pointed me out to, and he has a number of comments on it. You may remember we've had a number of pictures that have come in from different parts of the world that appear to be authentic, of an object beside the sun. And first, usually it's on the either right or the left side. And a lot of people think this is all, a hoax. But the Bible says, no, it's not, that the destroyer is on its way. Anyway, I want to read from the Book of the Colburn. And this is kind of interesting in view of what the Lord said about how we are to search the Lord out with all due diligence and find him, not just believe on him, not just have faith in him, but he himself ordered us to seek, ask, knock, strive, labor, and come to him. Anyway, I will seek diligently for enlightenment and knowledge, that I may proclaim the ways of the true God among people, for they are mysterious ways, not easily understood, Man wallows in a quicksand of ignorance, and only by extreme effort can he extricate himself. Great Overseer, grant me the ability to understand. Hail, Great Overseer of the Earth. So that is kind of just wording it different, but it's basically exactly what the Lord said to do. By extreme effort, can he extricate himself? Why is that? Here's another verse, and this is on Marshall Masters' book on the Colburns, page 132, 133 that I'm reading from. Here we have, that's another quote, here we have fallen victims of our own wiles. We have hopelessly snarled up the threads of our existence, so we know not how to loosen the knots we ourselves have tied, and so free ourselves. We are entangled in a net of our own weaving. Let us, your servants, look to you, the Great One, for aid. Our destinies are held in the hollow of your hands, while the future is visible to you as in writing upon an open scroll. Isn't that interesting? That humanity has tied himself up with knots because of we won't leave the earth. We won't turn our back upon the things of this world. And Jesus told us to do that. And people just simply won't. Okay, here's something else, too. The fall severed man from the source of his spiritual substance. Therefore, his efforts were to struggle back. In his blind groping for God after the fall, he discovered demons and found it easier to worship them than to continue the search. Isn't that kind of an interesting remark?
Wow.
I guess, well, that does, Larry, tell us what's going on in the world and why we have multitudes of different religions. They're all trying to find their way back to God, but of course they won't do anything that Jesus has to say about it. And in fact, for the most part, I guess you'd have to say that Jesus has been rejected pretty much. Here's another one that kind of says the same thing. These words are also there. They did not partake of wisdom, and fruit from the tree of knowledge is bitter. Men are denying their true birthright. The fall of man was a fall from a loving contact with God into material carnality. The soul that has been shared the consciousness of God fell into unconsciousness by becoming ensnared in matter. Now, that sounds an awful lot like New Age, but basically it has an element of truth in it. And we are ensnared in a material world. And as we said in frequency, we have a veil over our mind. When the fall came, a veil came over, so you can't see anything. We think this existence is it, but it isn't. There's another existence, far, far higher. Anyway, I'll get on to other things now. Larry, let's start with this destroyer stuff. It's interesting the timing of how all this is starting to come down. You talked to Augusto, who can interpret some language from a source. Can you enlighten us on what you have found so far?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's Dave Eales of Unleavened Bread Ministry actually came across the video and the data from an individual by the name of Dr. Sam, appears to be an Israeli scientist that is not allowed to put anything on Nibiru, if you will, on the internet or YouTube or any of those. He's allowed to do it in other languages, but just not English. So interestingly, and I'll say this, it's odd that, you know, because he does appear to be an Israeli Jew, you know, that he's got this information and willing to give it out. I sent you a copy of the one of the videos in Portuguese. It was literally it was given in Portuguese, and it was translated from Arabic. And if you read the wording, matter of fact, Dave Eales has it on his website, and you've got a copy of that. Also, the written message of some of this data, which is really interesting because, remember, Dr. Herrlich and I believe Rabbi Glazerson had run a code for Richard on Nibiru. And, you know, those individuals, they just don't run a code because it's there. I mean, they really are very particular on what they run and what words and the language and all of that that they're looking into. But they found a code, and I've got that captured. I posted it a couple of times on my website. I got it from Richard Shaw. But it was encoded in the Torah of something called Nibiru, a little bit different spelling, Nibiru normally is Nibra, but anyway, it also claims it's a star system, and that didn't get out. They didn't really let that out. I've got a copy, and I think I've showed it to you and a few others, but they kept all of this stuff is kept quiet. Well, anyway, Augusto Perez, I sent it to him also because he speaks Spanish. And he knows a little bit of other languages, and since it's in Portuguese, I gave it to him yesterday, and I sent you a copy of it yesterday. And Augusto listened to it two or three times and made notes and was able to discern or make analysis of the information, and he claims that this appears to be legitimate and real. And you know, it's so interesting because of the fact that, you know, we had all this come out years ago. You remember back 2012 through 2017, we was hearing a lot about it, and then suddenly it vanished from the internet.
Yes.
It vanished from radio shows. It vanished from everything. But
yeah, the only one
that
was doing it was Marshall Masters, right? He kept on it.
Yeah, he stuck with it. And he still got it up. And matter of fact, we've seen some very interesting photographs, which this guy claims that Deep State is removing all the photographs that are legitimate. And also, there appears to be something in the chemtrails that unless you just can look just right, you won't even see this around the sun at all. It's just the sky has got this substance in it that prevents that. And so some of the images that we're getting are hard to see. You can't hardly see them, and in a few minutes they might even be gone. You know, if you didn't take the picture at the right time, you might not get it anyway. But what's so interesting is Augusto listened to this a number of times, and it ties in with interviews that he's had with other individuals. Bob Fletcher's one, and others talking about an incoming, and of course there's different names: Planet X, Destroyer, Nemesis. I mean, there's a whole lot of names. Planet 10. I mean, all kind of stuff. But what is interesting about this is also a report that what makes it difficult to see also is it says between Earth and the intruder. This guy calls it the intruder solar system, and he calls it a solar system. It's not, you know, he don't act like it's one thing. It's a solar system. But he says two things also prevent or make it difficult to detect this system. One is that there is an electromagnetic shock wave of radiation moving in front of this, and also the solar winds from the sun. And so there is reasons that this is very, very difficult to pick up on. And, of course, if you've got governments that are trying to stop you from seeing it, it's difficult. Now, what's interesting too that ties into this, Stuart, is the fact that and of course this video in Portuguese talked about Nibiru's approach. He calls it. He says, "Where is the enemy solar system?" And I sent you a little graph thing.
Yes.
You know, that seems to indicate it's out by Jupiter right now. What's odd is, I want to throw this, kind of dovetail this into it, because I'm going to read something from a book, Planet X, the 2017 arrival. Well, it didn't arrive in 2017. However, Stuart, Augusto mentioned also, and I was aware of it, and you too, that about 2016, the 2016 election, something changed. I mean, in the spirit realm, in the heavens, I mean, there was a dramatic shift in everything, and suddenly we had a prophetic 45th president that was never predicted or even prophesied, basically, that we know of. I mean, everything, every word that you ever heard was number 44 was the end. That was the last of it.
Yep.
But it
yep.
seems like possibly we've been given a period of grace for the 4 years of Trump, believe it or not. And he's in his last year, the fourth year, if everything moves on. But the interesting thing is the fact that, we had a time shift at that point in time, and we pivoted towards Israel, which changed a lot of stuff, you know, on the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so interesting is the fact, Stuart, that including in this presentation, it says, and I can't vet this, other than we know some of the data, it says that President Trump wants to send or has directed a U.S. spacecraft, which was reverse engineered from a UFO. He has directed it to the Nibiru system for exploration up close by, guess what, the United States Space Force. Now,
yep.
Stuart, my question is, what's the odds that suddenly Trump, right out of nowhere, declares a U.S. Space Force that's black project and secret, and he brings it out in the open, makes it public? Isn't this interesting?
Well, I think what's happened is they've known for a long time this was coming, and they have developed this backwards engineered anti-gravity technology for a long time, and the TR-3Bs are very real. And there are a whole bunch of different TR-3Bs. And it kind of ties into an operation where they were interviewing Dr. Paul LaViolette. I keep bringing him up because nobody gives him credit. But LaViolette is actually a genius, and he's the one who talked about gravity waves, cosmic waves, how they distort everything when they're traveling through, and how it's going to really affect the Earth. And then we got Mike from around the world who's already been talking about how these waves are coming through already, and et cetera, et cetera. Let me read from this Dr. Sam. Here's one, and we can talk about that, Larry. Now, this intrusive celestial body already has crossed vast distances of our solar system. Only Jupiter stood before it as a field incapacitating to the acceleration of the movement. But when it passes this orbit, it will be subjected to the influences of the gusts of the solar wind, which will cause a resistance according to the line of movement and inhibits its movement relatively. At the same time, the solar winds will transform this dark, intrusive celestial body into a luminous body with a giant tail of plasma. See, we're in an electric universe, folks. Basically, plasma. We're floating in a sea, I believe, of plasma. And body electric. We are also a body electric. This is why we're so susceptible to these changes in the Schumann resonance. And very, very soon, we're going to have some major, major changes that are going to affect humanity. And then here's one other. Knowing that the Earth is orbiting away from it and the solar winds at the lowest levels do not form a deformation of field because they are parallel to the magnetic field of Earth. So from where came these gravitational distortions? If this object was a thermal object, we would feel its high temperatures on the Earth. But it is a giant magnet with strong force of field that causes defects in the field of any object that comes near it. And this is itself causes total disequilibrium, as is happening now on Earth. Now, Larry, you had your that prophet that you turned me on to from Norway, and what did he say? There would come disquietings in the core of the Earth. And we have all this cosmic energy coming in from the core of the Milky Way. We've already got pictures of a huge, huge explosions coming out of there. Well, that would have been like 1,000 years ago or so, or maybe even more, depending on the actual distance from the core of the Milky Way to Earth. So you got that time in there, but of course the Lord has timed this down to the split second. And that's what I find so fascinating, that we have rumors of war and war. We have bad problems in the global economic system. We now have a coronavirus situation, which WHO has now declared is a global emergency. The United States, I think it was the CDC declared, or the government declared, it's a national emergency, et cetera, which we will get into. And then there's another one. Comment any way you want. We have to Go ahead.
Well, I just want to interject there real quick, because you just mentioned the Schumer resonance, and that's something that's on that tape in Portuguese that Augusto was able to detect. The Israeli scientist was arguing that this Schumann resonance was involved with this planetary system, because the closer it got, it was actually affecting the Schumann resonance. And I know you may have to explain what that is so people understand, but what he was saying was that this was already affecting Earth and the people on Earth, and it's raising the Schumann resonance up. It's getting higher the closer this gets.
Yeah, and we can prove that. I think we brought that up on Night Shadow some time ago. But the Schumann resonance, it's really, the Earth has a frequency, and our brains are tuned to the Earth Schumann resonance, which is, I think, 8-point-something, whatever. But anyway, there have been spikes now up to over 100, and it does affect the mentality or the mental processes of the body. And this is what actually Dr. Paul LaViolette was talking about, because as these frequency, as these cosmic waves come through, obviously they are connected to changes in frequency, which in turn changes your DNA, which in turn can probably turn some people into kind of zombies. I guess I hate to use that word, but that's basically what's happening. It's a whole lot more serious than people are, you know, they're just kind of poo-pooing all this. If you just looked out your front door, you wouldn't realize probably anything was going on. However, if you look at what's going on all around the world, earthquakes, volcanic activity is increasing very rapidly, sinkholes, rifts, all these things are rapidly occurring all over the planet. But you have to go out on the internet and just kind of look around. And weather has been erratic and changing rapidly. Our climate's changing. Anyway, here's another comment from him. We have to read between the lines. NASA and the secret government, the swamp that controls the U.S. government, the media, and NASA, and in fact all organizations, not just space, has obviously ordered images of Nibiru edited out of Soho Images. so the public is not to know. And only an image here or there escapes the electronic editing that is done at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, U.S. Now, this is very, very interesting because they're doing the same thing with images coming from the moon of artificial buildings that we did not build on Mars as well. In fact, I found one. If you go to our Angel Fall 923 watch project, Red Star, it's very obvious that there's artificial structures there. Been there for a long time, probably. Anyway, another thing he says, to finish on a more spiritual or contextual note, because Nibiru is indeed spiritualizing the Earth, rising its human residence, which mentally affects every living creature on the Earth, not just us humans, to put us into a different and much higher frequency range. This is where the strong delusion comes from. And when I was doing all the research on frequency, when we were created, we were at an extremely high frequency, if a frequency at all. When we fell, we drastically lowered our frequency. The dark side is at a much lower realm, which is why they call it the underworld, lower. When Jesus told you to go to the lowest room and wait, what did he say? He would come to you and he would say to you, friend, come up higher. In other words, when a person is in truth born from above, their frequency is changed and they are protected from all of these changes that are soon going to come. This is not new that Belgian, I think he was, prophet, said that there was coming a change in frequency and that a whole bunch of people would just simply vanish. I took it to mean the rapture because that's exactly what does happen. And it may be they vanish from dying or they vanish from just vanish. Who knows? We really have to wait and see. However, it's all related back to frequency. That's what I was trying to drive at with my books on frequency. The matrix, the digital matrix that's coming up, all of this stuff is based upon the fact that we're in lockdown. That's why Jesus said, we are in a prison house. I came to set the prisoners free. We are in lockdown, the second law of thermodynamics. Entropy, everything kind of fades away. Even now, even scientists are saying galaxies eventually would just fade away. And the universe, if just allowed to go, would eventually just disappear into nothingness. All you got to do is look at your car that you bought that was brand new when you bought it and go out and look at the rust on it now. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. It's entropy. It's the second law of thermodynamics. That's what locks us down. And the reason that came down upon us, it's a curse. It's a curse because of the fall, the ingestion of the knowledge of good and evil. It's real. They are two spiritual forces that war within the human brain day and night, 24/7, 365, from the time you're born until the time you die. That's what causes all the issues of mankind. That's why he fights. That's why he can't get along. That's why we have tribal wars. That's why we have murders, stealing, all kinds of bad stuff. It's that predatory knowledge of evil fighting against the steady state of love. Good. That's the whole thing. And it's so simple, but yet I don't think too many people are grasping it, just like the Book of the Colbert said, they're not understanding it.
Yeah, and
Yeah, go ahead. One thing that Augusto did get from another individual, and it appears to be on this Portuguese tape too, is the fact that he's claiming, this Israeli doctor is claiming that 2020 Nibiru becomes visible, basically, going into 2020 and on into 2021. And at about the same time, reportedly, insiders have advised that the governments are planning either to prevent the population from doing what I guess the population would do in history if they saw something massive in the sky one day above them, that they're going to start, he said, a World War III or a great pandemic, a global pandemic, as a cover.
Well, there's probably several reasons why they might do that. Yes, it definitely would cover, but it would also get rid of a lot of people. So when they go underground, they won't have to fight a whole mass of people when they come back out. Anyway, here's another thing. The White House received, this is from the Dr. Sam, the White House received on Tuesday an urgent diplomatic telegram affirming that the French government can use nuclear arms to destroy a celestial intruder, Nibiru, headed for the Earth, according to a source in Washington, who says that President Trump barely looked at the document before handing it over to his chief scientific advisor, meteorologist Kevin something Meyer, for further analysis. Our sources said that the document was authored by a Jean Yves Legault, president of the French National Center for Space Studies, and approved by Emmanuel Macron, whose handwritten signature appeared at the bottom of the summary. Legault warns that Nibiru is close to the perigee and will soon provoke cataclysmic effects on Earth unless decisive measures are taken to alter its path or to destroy it. Apparently, he discounted the first writing, as our greatest scientists have ruled out moving Nibiru because no terrestrial force can move Nibiru. The only option left is to destroy it, to destroy Nibiru before it potentially destroys life on Earth. Now, this is interesting in light of the Book of the Colburn, because the Book of the Colburn does say that the brave ones will attempt to destroy the destroyer. They cannot do it. They fail at what they attempt, but they do try it. And this is also interesting, Larry, because you had a vision about what this thing was. It's evidently a failed star, basically, and it's a collapsed star known as a brown dwarf, and around it are all these planets. And I guess there's like six or seven planets from the stuff that was leaked a long time ago by some scientists. I think they were down in Antarctica. And I think some of them paid with their life for bringing that out to the public. It's a solar system. It's a small solar system. But this brown dwarf has a terrifically high gravitational field, and we already now know that gravitational fields distort time and space, probably, like you were saying, hiding this thing so we can't see it, for the most part. It's in, it's out, it's in, it's out, depending on the force fields that it's been subjected to. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right, Stuart, and I believe one of the guys that had a very interesting sudden death was Harrington, was that his name?
Yeah.
A number of years ago, he was a whistleblower. But let me read you something real quick here.
Yeah.
It's from the book called Planet X, The 2017 Arrival, by David Mead. It's an old book, and what's interesting is in it something I didn't know existed. He's got a little section on the Nibiru Sky Disc and Planet X. Listen to this. It says a 12-inch bronze disc, the Nibiru Sky Disc, may be the key to determining the last recorded time in history that Planet X flew by the Earth. The disc is bronze and inlaid with gold. The Sky Disc of Nibiru was found near Europe's oldest observatory in Gossek. The story of the disc is an unconventional discovery, as found in 1999 by German treasure hunters using metal detectors in an ancient forest. And it contains symbols including the sun, the moon, and the constellations Pleiades, Capricorn, Petrus, and Gemini. The disc reflects the sun in position of a solar eclipse. What is causing the eclipse? Something between Earth and the sun. It's not the moon, which is on the opposite side of where it should be located. The best deductive logic is that an unknown near-Earth object is causing an eclipse. It says the 32-centimeter disc weighs approximately 2 kilograms and is decorated with gold leaf symbols reflecting the four planets, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Mercury. Using modern-day astronomical software, we can plot the actual day and hour the disc was produced. And they did that because of the sky system on the disc.
Uh-huh.
And it says the result is April the 6th, 1810 BCE, before Christ, 8:30 a.m. That's the sky system in the on the disc. So the disc was thus created 3,826 years ago. Says there is a curved bar at the bottom of the riverbank, the Sali River, which is currently still exists. The disc's coloration is green due to a tarnishing effect. But this is interesting, Stuart. It says a very interesting point discovered upon examination is that the disc reflects the constellation Orion. So see, Stuart, right there you've got the Pleiades and the Orion on that disc, which Job talks about from the Creator. And it says the disc reflects the constellation Orion at the very bottom. Orion should not have been observable from that location in Germany at that time. The nearest location from which it could have been observed is Luxor, Egypt. And said that adds to the mystery. And says basically it appears the mystery-shrouded sky disc of Nibiru is thus an advanced astronomical clock. And what do you think? That is really interesting. And it also says it is the oldest visual representation of the sky in existence, and it postulates the approach of a near-Earth object causing the daytime eclipse as well as causing a major pole shift that occurred 3,826 years ago.
Yep, I think that's probably, you know, everybody mocks the ancients. So Dr. Paul LaViolette, again, I'll bring him up. In his book, Earth Under Fire, if you haven't read it, some of it is very scientific, but you can certainly pick up the gist where he goes into what all of the ancients said and brings it up into more modern technology, and what you just said confirms everything he said. We have no idea of the ancient past, and it's being hid from us. I think some people do, because the Book of the Colburn says the wise know where it went, the destroyer, and they know when it's coming back. Now, you mentioned 2017. When I did the Omega Code, which is also free on Angelfall 923, the date 2017 kept showing up all the time. Now, if you took Daniel's a day for a year, we would be starting from the 923 star sign on 2017. 3 years gives us into 2020. And a three-year delay is very possible. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a guy on YouTube that's produced some really interesting stuff about the Super Bowl and how we should be very, very, very watchful about the Super Bowl, which we'll get into a little bit here.
Yeah, this is all really interesting, isn't it? I don't know. I think they do try to stop it. I really do, because the book of the Culverts says we try it.
And to go along with that, Stuart, David Meade, I was shocked because as I was looking through this book right after the SkyDisc report, he had my Missiles of October laid out there and indicated possibly those, you know, I never knew where those missiles were being fired. But reckon they fire them into space? Remember, there was an old movie coming in where an asteroid or something was coming in, and Sean Connery, I believe, played in it. I can't remember exactly. And
yeah, they tried
fired,
to hit it.
Tried to hit it. But what it reminded me of, though, Stuart, is the fact that, remember, that I believe it was Bob Fletcher, in an interview with Augusto Perez, he was an insider, and he said he knew, remember when Augusto got that, you know, the Death Star image?
Yes, vision,
And anyway, Bob Fletcher then released information that we have a Death Star out there. He said it's already out there. And remember, I had an experience where I saw some weapon in space and didn't know which way it was pointing, but I saw it up close. And Bob Fletcher seemed to indicate that he was aware of this weapon. It was out there, and he wouldn't describe what it did, but he said he hoped to God nobody ever fired this thing, you know, without knowledge of where they're going to aim it, because it's bad. And remember, I looked at the gun port or whatever it was on it, and the only thing in the Internet I could find that was close was a particle beam weapon.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. Yep. We have weapons that nobody even knows about, just like the anti-gravity TR-3Bs, UFO, circular objects. The only question you have to ask folks is it ours? Is it theirs? Or is it demonic? Or is it blue beam projection? We've got a lot of blue beam projections going on right now. And this is all part of the arrival, the false messiah arrival. It's all starting to come together and make sense. And the fear index is, of course, climbing every time you get wars and rumors of wars and all of this. The fear index goes up. And here's another find, Larry. Mysterious tic-tac UFO, Vimana, this is the ancient Indian, craft slices through rare U.S. Air Force communications plane and skies over Afghanistan. But this thing goes into that they have also discovered the German UFO Bell, B-E-L-L. It looks like a bell. And so we're finding all kinds of stuff. And the Germans did, in fact, have all kinds of high-tech weaponry. And like you said, isn't it odd that Trump goes public with Starfleet Command, United Federation of Planets, I guess one could call it, eventually, Department of the Air Force, and the symbol on it is very much like the Starfleet movies. And it looks very much like a TR-3B. On the insignia of this new United States Space Forces. I think they've come out, they're going to have to come out with what they've got, at least in part. It is sort of like the Blue Beam Project, where they are projecting images that you can even videotape. I've seen some of them on YouTube because people couldn't figure out, well, what is this? They'd have an airliner flying through above a city, for example, and all of a sudden it would stop, and then it would back up, and then it would go forward. Well, we don't have airplanes like that. So they were speculating, well, possibly this was anti-gravity, that our airplanes now have anti-gravity. My guess is no. What this is a blue beam project. They're experimenting with it. They're getting ready for the strong delusion of Cethlonians. It's really going to be just a projection. But it's going to look, for all the world, real.
And then the advanced German technology that we've probably been working on the dark side of the moon or on Mars will be used, and they will mix blue beam projection with real anti-gravity arrival of craft, probably from the Fourth Reich, because that's really what we're going into, I think, is a Fourth Reich situation. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Well, it's kind of interesting talking about this. Yahoo News and Sky News both put out a same report, basically talking about Putin. Listen to this, and listen to the terminology he uses. I'd like your opinion on this terminology. It says, President Putin orders Russia to prepare for a new Chinese virus phenomenon, as the UN or WHO has declared a global emergency. Putin's calling this a phenomenon. What does he know?
Yeah, more and more people are coming out, I think, with the concept that this is a weaponized virus. It was intentionally or maybe accidentally released, and probably more accidentally than not. But what's interesting to me is we were told that China went on lockdown. Well, all you got to do, as I've said before, is go on these flight tracker devices on the internet. There's no lockdown. A lot of, like, United Airlines, I think American, and probably some of the others are now beginning to realize they better stop their flights into China. In fact, the whole of China basically is now infected, and here's what's really interesting. They're saying it's person to person now, airborne. However, we've got now cases of people who haven't really been in contact with anybody, and they're coming down with it. Where are they getting it from? And what is going on with the... I'm a conspiracy theorist because the Bible says there is a conspiracy. And I believe the Bible, Psalm 2, is a gigantic conspiracy. What's going on here, Larry? It seems to me that with chemtrails, nanobots, this 5G, 6G radio or frequency moved into the military realms, may all be connected. You know, people would watch their skies being chemtrailed, and then they'd come down with respiratory or Morgellons disease, and the doctors would all laugh at them. Ha, 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 ha. It's in your mind. It's in your mind. You don't have anything. It's in your mind. Meanwhile, you got these threads coming out of your skin, and you got all these blisters. Yeah, that's in your mind. I don't know, folks. To me,
well,
yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Well, I was just going to mention, Stuart, that, you know, I have no way to vet it, but Hal Turner has posted information from insiders indicating that the USA is not going to get much information right now. He's indicating that by February the 2nd to the 4th, China's really going to be in trouble. And he's saying that they wasn't able to contain it in China. That's why pretty much all of China's got it now, but they're not telling people that. And what's interesting is he indicates, if true, that he said the USA will realize how this what this really is by about the 16th of February. So we've got a couple of weeks, Stuart, before apparently things begin to cause problems in the U.S. Now, one thing you mentioned, and we can mention it to people, is you mentioned to me about having a little colloidal silver, and I did find it on Amazon and got me a bottle, and it comes quick. They ship it immediately, and by the way, there is another, I think it's G-E-T-T-O-R-L-R-O-L or something like that. Do you have that handy? You've looked it up on Amazon.
D-E-T-T-E-L. It's a... I can't remember, but it's a soap that combats your different viruses. And
it does, and by the way, it does combat coronavirus. coronavirus. I saw it on the label.
Yeah, that's what they're claiming anyway. Well, it can't do you any hurt. You're going to have to be, people are really going to have to start looking at this as a lockdown situation, because these things are showing up now more and more. I was just reading where Chicago's got another proof of a person-to-person contact. But we've got, last time I looked was 110. I'm sure it's more than that now, that are under examination. And then we've got those people out there that came in by airline. One of them tried to sneak off the base. Now he's in quarantine. They caught him. And he's got to be in there now for 14 days. But like Mike Adams said, they're only holding him for 72 hours. That's not long enough. So they're going to let all these people in. Here's the problem. You got all these flights coming out of China, and it's a provable fact that they're all coming out of China, hundreds of flights. Well, all these flights go to different airports around the world. From there, the passengers may disembark, get on another airplane that goes to another destination. And that's how the vector starts. And it can encompass virtually every city in the United States, and it doesn't take long to do it. That's one of the problems. We probably won't know. Like Larry just said, it'd probably take 14 days or so, but then we should start to see an explosion if this is real, and it has not been contained, of reports of people that have it. And it's very, very deadly, I guess. I guess 15%, 20% of the people die from it. It has a very high death toll to it. So I would not really be running around more than I had to. And I would stock up with food as much as I could, water, whatnot, and I would hunker down pretty much. Now, the other problem we have with this thing is the economic problems that this is. You maybe noticed the stock market dropped like 600 points today. I believe that's probably because of what's going on in China. I think I read an article where they said that the Chinese production had dropped 25%. Well, China cannot afford that, and neither can the rest of the world. There was a prophecy that said that it started in China. It didn't say why. It just said the Chinese market plummeted and fell, and it began to go around the world, and the United States was saying it took about 2 weeks to go around the world, and the United States was saying it's not going to bother us, it's not going to hit us, but it did, and it took us down as well. So you got all these things that are converging, that's my point, at approximately the right time. If you take Daniel's a day or a year as a day, and we had the 923 star sign 2017, and 3 years later is the third year. Look up the number three or third day in Scripture and see what happens. It's very, very interesting what takes place on the third day. And there's a reason for that. And like I was saying, the Super Bowl takes place on the 33rd day from January 1st. Kind of interesting. And there's a lot of other things that go into it. You may remember the movie Jericho. I know Larry remembers it, but Jericho took place in Kansas. And it was about a false flag of nuclear bombs that had been planted in 23 cities, I think, and only 22 of them were successful. But it was a huge false flag operation, and the movie took place in Kansas. Well, you might say, well, what's that got to do with anything? Kansas is in the Miami Super Bowl. There's a lot of things that are dovetailing into this thing that people should really be aware of. I'm not telling you that anything's going to happen, but it could well happen. And then we got to worry about North Korea and their subs who are capable now of launching nuclear missiles. It wouldn't take much. And you may remember the movie Oblivion. When was the last Super Bowl in Oblivion, the movie that Tom Cruise played in that? 2017. If we have a three-year delay, which sometimes it kind of looks that way, or 4 or 5, we don't know. But I'd have a heads up. I really would. I would not be at all surprised if we have some major events, particularly in view of the fact that they tried to get rid of Trump and they couldn't do it. Dangers. Because I don't know how long the Lord is going to have his hand on Trump. The more they try this, the more desperate they're going to get. The more desperate they're going to get, then we could be looking at a huge false flag. What do you think, Larry? I think we're in very dangerous times right now.
Well, I think we need Jack Bauer is what I think, but of course he retired.
Yeah.
It's serious. I mean, that's kind of a joke. But this is really, really serious, and as you said, and of course the people that are watching, we don't know where this thing's going to go with the impeachment. We understood today, maybe or tonight, it was going to be over with, but now they've delayed it until and that's another thing to watch closely, too, is the State of the Union address.
Yep. Very much so. Because everybody's at the State of the Union. What a perfect way to eliminate a whole bunch of people. And that prophecy's been around for a long time. So all we can do is wait. We're in the kind of a dangerous, probably the most dangerous time ever in the history of the United States right now. Not only dangerous from the viruses and whatnot that they're spreading, the chemtrails are doing, economic problems that they're not telling you about. I know they hype this economy, blah, 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 blah. Well, the rogue economists are not joining in that refrain. They're warning people this does not look good. The global trade index is dropping. The cost of shipping is way up. Truckers are having all kinds of problems. If you go look on cargo ships, these huge container ships, you got hundreds of them parked. They're not doing anything. Trade is, in spite of all the rhetoric, appears to be on a global slowdown. And if we have this pandemic, and it really does go worldwide, the economic impact of that is going to be severe, very severe. So we've got UFOs, we've got the arrival, we've what is it we don't have, Larry, coming together, converging?
Well, another thing that Augusto said the Portuguese tape indicated was that a real kick-up beginning in January of 2020 of volcanoes and earthquakes, and we just had the 7.7 magnitude earthquake just south of Florida. South
yes.
of Cuba, and Standeo and Dutch Sense both posted and talked about that, how that, and I did put it up on my blog, a sheet that showed that there were earthquake ripple waves went all across the ground in the United States when that happened from one coast to the other.
Yeah, we're in trouble earthquake-wise. We're in trouble volcanic-wise. Well, this is just an uptick, and it's going to continue to get worse as the destroyer approaches, as these cosmic waves ripple through, and gravity waves are just as dangerous because it'd be like throwing a ping pong ball into your bathtub and then splashing it to make waves. That's what would happen to the Earth when a big gravity wave comes through. And the way the Lord worded it, he said, this is going to be a time of trouble not ever seen before. Since there was a nation. So it's worse than probably before Adam and Eve. It's worse than the flood. It's worse than the days of Peleg when the earth split apart, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, thank you, Larry, for coming on. And if we hear of anything, we'll certainly do an emergency update or an intel update. And anyway, thanks, everyone, for listening. Take care. Heads up.